Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
And boy, is that easy right now. There are so many jobs out there. You can have as many jobs as you want. You can change jobs if you want. You can get more of an education and move up in jobs if you want. All thanks to the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. I am so proud that I voted for him. I am even more proud that from the moment that he came down that escalator and said that he was going to run for the United States presidency, I was on board. I was right there. And I was proud to say it. When I was getting knocked down and laughed at by all of my Republican friends, I was right there with him. I didn't care what he did. And I don't care what he does in his personal life now. I'm sitting here going through my emails, getting ready for the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM show. It's all about talk. It's all about you responding to what's going on, because Washington, D.C. and your political representatives have no idea what you are thinking, because they are not representing you. If you're a Democrat. Unless you feel that way, you might want to stand up and say something. Or sit down and just call in 884-9910. You can always do that as well. But this is your show to get the word out. And that was so great yesterday, having people call in and say what they love about the president. And as I'm going through, watching last night, all of the debate, the final vote coming through, it was no surprise. I was actually kind of impressed that in the end, three Democrats on one of the articles actually flipped sides, two for another. First thing I'm reading this morning in my emails at monica@991fmtalk.com. It goes without saying that one of the most refreshing developments of the Trump administration has been the willingness to challenge the Washington conventional wisdom. That's what he's done all along. The statement, drain the swamp, came out of his campaign in 2016 for a reason. We don't have term limits because your vote is what is supposed to matter. That's how we shuffle people and we get them in and out. So for the people like Schumer and Pelosi, now, that just shows you what their constituents are like. And especially Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, look at their districts. So if their constituents continue to vote them in and they're okay with that, they're okay with living in the filth and the drugs, the destruction of the community. If that's what their constituents want, that's fine. That's what they want to live in. That's not the world I want to live in. And I can't believe anybody would actually value that and would value these people in the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives. I love this one. James, thank you so much. Not sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate is like a kid doing their homework and not turning it in. Therefore, it never happened. Given no credit. How's that for an argument? So ridiculous. Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas to you too, Jim, and your family. It is unbelievable the BS that Pelosi is pulling now. You can still log on to the poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Do you think that the president's approval rating is just going to increase because of this sham? Personally, I think it is. Even before the vote, it was already on the rise. It was already going up. Why? Because look at what he has done while all of this has been going on. He continues working for the American people. 13% of those voting in the poll at 991fmtalk.com say, no, it's not going to go up. 86% say, yeah, it's going to go up. His stock definitely on the rise, and I can't wait until 2020. I can't wait until Election Day. I am going to be glued and I urge people to get involved with the polls. Go to the Registrar of Voters office. How can I be involved? I want to help. Sometimes people even get paid. Why wouldn't you want to get paid for protecting the sanctity of the vote of the people of this country? Earlier this week in Texas, a ballot box was found. A recount was being done, and they knew that there were missing ballots. But they passed a controversial bond measure anyway, knowing that the ballots didn't tally up. That ballot box was found. There is YouTube video of trucks that are supposed to be taking secure ballots to their counting location with people just milling around and boxes going into private vehicles. Please work with your Registrar of Voters. Be a pollster. Work the polls. Go to the election sites. Be an election worker. And if you see something, say something. If you hear something, if you hear people conspiring, say something. I don't trust electronic voting. Go on to YouTube. The videos are there. Kids were able to hack in to these computerized systems. All these computers, all of these voting machines are pretty much controlled by the same companies. It is a computer. Nothing is perfect. We saw it in 2018. Well, I was voting this, but it was saying this. Oh, I was just a calibration issue. So sorry. Mm-hmm. And not found until how many days, how many months, how many years after the vote? It should be our top priority, whether you are Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, it doesn't matter. It should be our first and most important responsibility to make sure that our elections are secured. Because I don't trust the process. I trust the visuals. I trust the thousands of people going to rallies to support our president, even on the day in Michigan where he is being impeached at that moment, thousands of people supporting him and cheering him on. When the presidential candidates run around this entire country to their voters, to their speeches, and they're only getting numbers in the hundreds. That's what I trust. And if it's not a landslide in 2020, then there are going to be some serious counting irregularities. I count on you at 884-9910. To speak your truth, who you support, what you support, and help get the word out. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
I'll be home with bells on, from the tree and wrap the presents, turn the Christmas music on. This Christmas I'll be home with bells on.
Monica Jay here on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, and I have been trying to do it for you. I've been trying to listen to all the arguments and listen to the debates yesterday on impeachment, and it came down to a partisan vote. It's literally them against us. And I know you have jobs. You can't pick up on all of this. But there is one debate. There is one speech on the floor that pretty much sums everything up. And so I'm going to give my time right now to make sure that you hear this.
Democrats forgot two key things. Forgot about the facts and they forgot about fairness. Four facts will never change. We have the call transcript, no quid pro quo. We have the two guys on the call, excuse me, who've repeatedly said there was no pressure, there was no pushing. We have the fact Ukraine didn't know aid was held up at the time of the phone call. And most importantly, Ukraine took no action, no announcement of investigation to get the aid released. But Democrats don't care. They don't care about the facts. And they sure don't care about the process. No subpoena power for Republicans, no Republican witnesses. During the depositions, Republicans were prevented from getting all their questions answered, but Democrats got every one of their questions. The witness responded every one of theirs, but not Republicans. The chairman wouldn't let them in. Of course, the whistleblower, the anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, bias against the president, who worked for Joe Biden, was never compelled to testify. The guy who started it all. This is really about the president's been driving these guys crazy because he's getting things done. He's doing what he said he was going to do. He's having results. Taxes have been cut. Regulations reduced. Unemployment at its lowest level in 50 years. The economy growing. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court, out of the Iran deal, embassy in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea, and a new NAFTA agreement coming tomorrow. But guess what? When you drain the swamp fights back. And they started attacking the president before the election even. July 31st, 2016, they opened the Russia investigation. The FBI spied on four American citizens associated with the Trump campaign. The FBI took the dossier to the FISA court, the dossier they already knew was false. They took it to the court. They lied to the court 17 times. Guess what? Three days ago on national television, even Jim Comey had to admit the FBI was wrong. And yesterday, one day ago, the FISA court sends the FBI a letter and says, straighten up, get your act together when it comes to the FISA application process. Think about this. The attack started then. They've continued right up till today. But I want you to think about something. The individual who said the FISA process was fine, the dossier was fine, the Russian investigation was fine, that same individual ran the impeachment process. That same individual staff met with the whistleblower. That same individual is the only guy in Congress who knows who the whistleblower is for sure. And that same individual released the phone records of the president's personal attorney, released the phone records of a member of the press, and released the phone records of a Republican member of the United States Congress. This process has been unfair, it's been dangerous, and it has been harmful to our country. Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people. Nancy Pelosi made that clear 4 weeks ago when she called the President of the United States an imposter. The will of we, the people, the 63 million folks who voted for this guy and made him president in Electoral College landslide, they've never accepted that fact. We are less than 11 months away from the election. Let the American people decide who should be president. Let the American people decide. I yield back.
And yet that's not what they were going to do. They knew all along that they were going to impeach him. And I think Nancy Pelosi knew all along that she was going to pull this trick. Yesterday, after the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell shredded Nancy Pelosi for her shoddy work, but for most of all, not sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Wow. This could happen. We are on the verge of something that is so dangerous. Because they are doing this to private citizens. Whether you remember it or not, the President of the United States is still a private citizen. His attorneys are private citizens. This could happen to you just as easily as it could happen to me, just as easily as it could happen to Donald Trump for any reason. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Monica. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what I was just thinking about is Nancy Pelosi wants to hold the articles of impeachment until the Senate does what she wants. Isn't that a quid pro quo?
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't that what they tried to impeach the president for?
Yep. Or at least that's what they said that he did. But they couldn't get that, so they changed it to bribery, which aren't in the articles of impeachment.
Right. Nothing that they brought up during the House Intelligence Committee hearings are even in the impeachment. So, I don't know. That was just a thought I had.
You know, Brian, that's exactly what it is. Your thoughts are 100% right, and it just shows what a joke this all is. But it's a joke being played on the American people. So, Brian, thanks for paying attention at least and being a part of the process, because so many people already have their minds made up that they're not watching this and they're not understanding what the big picture and what the real problem is. And that is that swamp. There are monsters in that swamp that their tentacles go so deep that it is in the CIA, it is in the FBI. Well, if you've got a three letters for the name of your agency, then it's in there. EPA, SSI. They do not want to let go, and they are willing to use everything they can to circumvent the will of the American people. Because we've already lost control, but they see that we're trying to take it back. That we figured out what they were doing. When a billionaire has to give up his life and know that he is going to be trashed and he is going to lose money, you know there's a serious problem. Because money rules the world. 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Oh, woohoo. Woohoo to you, too, on this Thursday. I am so woohooing right now. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And boy, do we have some things to celebrate. The awakening of the Republican Party. Or is it? Or is it? It's very concerning to me, as it is to Jerry Evans as well, because we have a problem. We have a big problem. And that is Republican voters feel disconnected from the Republican Party. Now, I'm sure that the Assembly Republican Caucus has its reasons for doing what they do. But it concerns me that they are endorsing a candidate for Congress that voted for the Democrat member of Congress from down south who just voted to impeach our president. Talk about the enemy from within. You know, John Hambrick was a tax hiking rhino, to say the least. Well, the Republican caucus, we want to keep that seat. John is termed out. So it's an open seat. Yet the Republican caucus, the Assembly Republican caucus, is pleased to announce that they are endorsing Heidi Kasama. She's a mother, a small business owner, former president of the Nevada Realtors Organization. Sounds easy enough. Sounds, no. Well, if you listen to or tweet with Victor Jakes, who works with NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, which I am highly up on. Wonderful people there, keeping an eye on the important things for Nevada, trying to make it clear to people that our assembly is not doing the right thing. The Senate is not doing the right thing for Nevada. And so Victor points out to everybody that she endorsed Susie Lee for Congress last year. Susie Lee is a common sense problem solver who can work with bipartisan fashion to achieve real results for Nevada families. That's coming from Kasama. You got to be kidding me. This is how we lose Nevada. This is how Nevada continues to turn more and more blue. Here's what Susie tweeted yesterday. Here are the facts. The president abused his power for personal gain in the 2020 election. He bribed a foreign ally to investigate a political rival, harming our national security. He obstructed Congress to cover up the truth. She is a Democrat. 100%. It doesn't matter what's good for Nevada or good for any other state in this nation. She will vote Democrat come hell or high water. And that's what our problem is with the Republicans in control of this state. Michael McDonald has a hell of a job in front of him. Because our elected representatives are nothing but a big group of rhinos. And they do nothing but support other rhinos. I like this. Just a friendly little thing here. Please stop feeding the rhinos. A friendly reminder that some Republicans are no better than Democrats. Not just some, a lot of them. Heidi Kasama, running for Assembly District 2, is a rhino. Why is this important to you in Nevada? In northern Nevada? Why are you supposed to care about Assembly District 2? That's down in Vegas. Let them fight their own fight. No. No, 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 no. We have to take control of the Senate and the Assembly. For Nevada is not just one of, it is the most important election. And if the Nevada Assembly GOP caucus is putting out an endorsement like this for Heidi Kasama, then I would just start blocking the Republican caucus's emails if you're on their list. For any reason, I know there are some Democrats that are easy to work with on some issues. But when it comes down to it, if you vote with a Democrat, if you endorse a Democrat, Settlemyer, I'm still looking at you. Everybody keeps getting after me that Settlemyer and we're good. You know, we can agree to disagree, even though Democrats don't believe that. They're appalled at us for agreeing to disagree. But you don't play games with Democrats. This whole, if you vote for mine, I'll vote for your BS. I so want to use the real words right now. Then you are not working for the betterment of this state, because no Democrat is going to help Republicans. Whether it's good, whether it's a good bill or not, when it comes down to it, they vote party. We need to stop this. We need to get rhinos out. I mean, seriously. If there is any chance of us taking Nevada back, it's not about losing to a Democrat. It is about talking to your friends and your family and giving that person your 100% support, that you will knock on doors, you will make phone calls, you will help raise money to get real Republicans elected. Not rhinos who endorse Democrats. If you're saying that that Democrat is the better candidate than the Republican who they're running against, then go find a better Republican to run for that seat. It's that simple. People think that the general election is the most important, and it's not. It's the primary. Know who you are voting for. Ask the hard questions and don't let them play that game of not answering your question and just going around it. Because if you do, then we are going to get more rhinos, just like Heidi Kasama, to the detriment of this state. 884-9910. Anytime you want to talk between now and noon, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I have to take a little break right now. Feeling a little bit winded on that soapbox. We'll be back right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Christmas in America, a blessed time of year. Children laugh and carolers sing, and Santa mounts his gear. family, friends, and food and fun, and sleigh rides down the lane. And all will make a joyful noise to praise the newborn King.
I wouldn't say crazy, but I always have been outspoken. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Glad you're with me on this Thursday. Getting a lot of things done. All in the wake of impeachment of the President of the United States of America. And trust me when I tell you that other countries are watching this very closely. Especially Europe. Especially England. Even for England, they're starting to wake up. Look at who they just elected. Like a little mini version of Trump. Even got funky hair. My favorite meme of all time right now is Trump sitting there with a serious look on his face, pointing at you, saying, in reality, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. No truer words have ever been spoken. Look at Pelosi. Do you remember back in September, they just passed that life-saving background check legislation? Because that's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts it as. Saving the children. So it's life-saving background checks. We have a problem with our media. Because once again, the viewer or the listener doesn't hold people accountable. They just listen along and say, wow, I didn't know that. They used to take the media's word as gospel, but now I think enough people have realized that they start, and with the help of the internet, they start doing the checks for themselves. Like when Nancy Pelosi repeatedly makes false claims that 47% of people killed by guns were children and teenagers. Somebody finally called her on it. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I meant 47 children and teenagers. Do you really think that she misspoke? Or does she just know that she's able to play on people's sympathies? Oh, won't somebody please think of the children? My favorite line from The Simpsons. Which I highly recommend, by the way, people start watching South Park. Because it really is an adult animation program. And they get after everybody. But because it's animation, and these little cartoon figures are saying this stuff, they get away with a lot of truth that people are too scared to talk about or say. Because in all of these speeches that people like Nancy Pelosi give, Schiff, Waters, Schumer, the list goes on and on, the media does not fact check them until they've said it enough times that it's embedded in the brain of the American people. And then that one time they clarify what they say, Nobody hears it. Because as we've learned from the left and liberals, people only, and I've had this happen to me numerous times on this show. I'm so glad that we podcast this show. Because people only hear what they want to hear. And they misrepresent your words. Kind of like Adam Schiff did on that call. Speaking of calling, 884-9910. Live and local FM talk at 92.3 and 99.1.